But what?
You can ride a bike outside.
Yes.
You don't need a class. You don't need a class.
I mean,
to
you
ride
could
a
sew
bike.
Outside
These
too.
These are the kind of insights that you come to this podcast for.
You can ride a bike outside, Ryan Hetherington.
It's like I don't get treadmills. You just go run outside.
Okay.
Like
sometimes
I'm not.
You can't.
Sure, you can.
Sometimes it's
when
snowing.
Not. Well, run in the snow.
Well, what if you live in like central Detroit?
Well, then run around.
And you don't want to run.
Then you can
through.
Run.
You dodge
you,
all the bullet
yeah, you
and
have
you don't
to run
want
down
to
the
run
street
through
anyways.
The set from Mad Max, because that's what Detroit was. Thank you very much. 2 points. Welcome to the Geek Stampede Weekly Roundup, Episode 2.
I'm still looking for an answer. Just run.
Just run.
Just run.
Just run.
I'm not going to, but you, people should.
That's
the ultimate spokesperson for getting out doing it. I'm not going to do it. Someone should. Get out and run.
And
bud.
Like lifting weights, like just cut down a tree and carry it around. Rocky,
what?
Rocky style.
Hey, I'm just for the record.
Did
I watch,
he do that in Rocky?
I watch Rocky every single year on Thanksgiving.
Four.
In Rocky three, one, four. Rocky did, in Rocky four, yes, he does, but not in Rocky one.
Well,
Rocky Four.
Okay,
and Rocky Four is
like
training
Rocky
in
IV.
Russia.
Oh, right.
To fight Drago, and he's doing like sit-ups in a barn, and then he runs to the top of the mountain and goes, Drago. Don't even. I could talk about. We could make an all Rocky podcast, and I'd be happy. Welcome to Rocky Talk.
Rocky Talk.
Oh. Well, no, it's just called Talkie. And, like, the silhouette is me holding a microphone. But I'm only, like, 3 steps up.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hold
yeah,
it.
There's a
top.
Lot of steps.
No, but this is the Geek Stampede Weekly Roundup, Episode 2. We've renumbered.
100.
We've rebooted. This is a hard reboot. This is, like, a new 52. We're all wearing our Axe body spray. We're all misogynists here.
And I'm confused.
And Ryan is confused, so this is perfect. Another good reason, I just realized tonight, another good reason for renumbering and starting a new show is that now, as we have a special guest who we'll get to in a moment on the podcast, it means instead of only having one out of like 100 podcasts that wasn't all just a bunch of dudes, now we have like 50% of our podcasts. not quite equal representation, but at least a token girl. Speaking of token girls, welcome to the show. I'm Joey G. To my right.
Oh, I thought you were going to go around the room.
Yeah, to my I'm going to
let you
yes.
say it.
Yes, I'm saying it.
I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves.
All right. I'm Justin Hake.
There he is.
Robbie G.
I'm Ryan.
And?
Heidi Forsyth.
Yes, the token girl. All right. Now I feel that's why we renumbered. That's not why we renumbered.
Why did we renumber?
Because remember we said
didn't
it
we
were
just
tired of forcing comic talk when we didn't want to talk about comics.
I
kind of
think
hours.
It was just tired of forgetting what number we were on.
Yeah, no, every time we get to above like 25, we'll just do it from number one again, because fuck it.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone's listening.
Who needs to count above that anyways?
Yeah. So previously, if you listen
all
to the show,
force.
Justin, let me explain
wheels.
For you what the new format is.
Wheels
since
also
you are on the audience.
On the bus.
We used to talk about comics.
There's more than that.
And then, hey, no side conversations. Jesus.
But he was saying really dumb things about wheels. You missed it. It was great.
What did he say?
Too late. You can't right. rebottle that yeah. thunder.
You'll have to go back and try to hear through all the static.
I'm not going to go back and listen to this.
Yeah, you really should.
As you know, we used to talk about comics and then apologize for getting off track and talking about Here Comes Honey Boo Boo for half an hour. But now we don't have to apologize because we owe you nothing. This is the weekly roundup. We're going to round up the week. And so that means we can talk about Honey Boo Boo if we want. We could talk about comic books. We might.
We could talk
fact,
about weed control.
Can we talk about the new Honey Boo Boo comic book?
Oh my god. They canceled Honey Boo Boo, by the way.
Yeah, because they're turning it into a comic series.
No, because the mom is dating a pederast.
Well, yeah, that's what the comic is about.
Okay, your bit is funny, but the reality is weirder in this instance. Yeah.
Every
As
time?
If that those kids weren't going to be screwed
is
up
it,
enough.
Is it... Okay, I have something shameful to admit. I watched the video of her husband. What was her husband's name? What did she call him? Sugar Bear?
Sugar
Not
Bear.
The pederast.
Her
Sugar Bear. I watched the video of Sugar Bear being interviewed about what he thought about the pederast.
Wait, there's a video of Sugar Bear talking
wait,
about
wait, there's wait, like a camera.
I
found it on the internet, and I went, I'm not doing anything important right now. I should watch this. This is a thing I need to watch. And it's about 5 minutes of this journalist basically badgering the poor man, being like, hey, your wife is having sex with a pederast. How do you feel about that? And expecting
like, I'm
him to
not
be
cool
like,
with it.
Yeah, it's all right.
His response is,
I'm bummed about that. That's a shitty thing that's happening to me
yeah.
when you have a camera in my face. But he's generally blasé about the whole situation. He kind of walks up to his truck. What do you think about your show getting canceled? That's not good either. He's just kind of like not happy about anything.
I mean, I would say that like the best possible outcome for Honey Boo Boo would have been for her show to be canceled before like any more irreparable damage was done to these children. However, the circumstances surrounding said cancellation, I would have hoped for something slightly less depressing than my mom's new boyfriend is a pederast. Yeah, so we used to be on TV, and there was cameras in the house all the time, so we were safe. But now the cameras are gone. So TLC was kind of like, we have to protect the children. Get the cameras out of the pedophile's house.
My mom's new boyfriend is a pederast is the best Judy Blume novel ever written.
Yes, you're right.
Every time you guys say pederast, I think of Radagast, like the brown wizard.
Oh, like the Sharon's face? I don't remember. If
I'm assuming
this.
That's
I'm
what
sure we talked about this on the podcast at one point.
My mom's new
boyfriend
is a wizard.
I didn't like that movie, but fuck, why does he have to have bird shit on his face?
Because he's silly.
Fuck that movie.
I like that.
Okay, why can they make a semi-convincing CGI hedgehog but they can't get pipe smoke? And why do you have to animate pipe smoke anyway? Just smoke a fucking pipe!
They animated the pipe smoke?
Yes! Badly! How could The Hobbit come out 10 years after Lord of the Rings and look worse? I ask you.
You know what? I'm with you. Because it did look worse.
Right?
It was still fine.
But here's the other thing. The Lord of the Rings... people complain about how long The Lord of the Rings is.
It was still fine.
They're wrong, but they're complaining about how long it is. At least The Lord of the Rings is like an epic quest to save the world. The Hobbit is about a little dude and his dwarf friends going to get some jewels.
Yeah, man.
They're not even fucking magic jewels. They're just fucking jewels.
But he finds a magic one.
He puts it in his pocket, and then it cues the
but
movies
we,
that we
yeah,
already wanted
we
to
already
see.
We already know the story.
So then it's just like, let's
that.
Watch Bilbo and his little friends go look for gold.
Yeah, but...
And then they find
it's a dragon.
It, and then they come home. Fuck that movie.
I only got an hour into the first one, and I thought it was just like a Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare thing.
That's
just
the
toss
I like, when they
around.
Sing the songs.
Singing songs.
Cleaning dishes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a,
isn't it fun?
Like,
no, it was a
really
stupid.
The barrel scene. On the river.
The barrel scene?
Have you seen the set?
Is it the barrel scene where they're throwing the barrels at that red, at like the
at,
Italian
yeah,
plumber
Kong
who's like jumping up the
no,
ladders?
No, the barrel scene is in the second movie.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, when they're like floating down the river in the barrels. Suck. And they have like it's like this huge sequence where they like fight all these orcs and stuff. And it's cool.
I didn't realize that you were such a diehard fan of the Hobbit franchise.
I love the Hobbit.
Really?
I love the book.
I have,
which by the way,
I have most
read.
Of the words tattooed on my back.
But here's another thing that's stupid about the Hobbit movies.
The whole novel.
It just says what's in my pocket.
No, listen. Listen to me. You can
what's
read
in
the
pocket?
Entire novel, The Hobbit, in less time than it takes to watch all three Hobbit films.
Yeah.
The audiobook, which I have, is less than is like 9 hours and like 15 minutes. The three movies are like 10 hours. That's... You can read the book in less time!
It seems like a really silly thing to get mad about.
I'm just... No, it's really silly. Thing. And like, and yet they still somehow manage to leave stuff out and add things. And like,
well, that's why it's so long, because they're
short.
Adding things.
It's too short.
I want to
collect... There's not a story here, you guys. You
want
to make three movies out of this fucking bullshit.
I want to collect the pull quotes that I want on The Hobbit... collection.
This is dumb.
No. From just from Ryan. Just it was still fine. Ryan Hetherington. And this seems like a silly thing to get mad about.
May I remind you, Ryan, that you went off on like a 35-minute rant about characters named Adam in a book about physics.
Yeah, because that's fucking stupid.
And not wanting to ever date a girl who liked horses.
Yeah, horses are scary.
You
no, but
like,
that was
I
know.
No, you spent 20 minutes going on about horse girls.
I hate horses.
I don't like horses either, but that's...
I don't hate Horse Girl. I'm just scared of them.
What
too.
Did we... I'm sure we named that episode horse something girls? To do with horses.
I don't know. Like, girls horses are weird, man. A lot. Horses are bigger than me.
Jesus
By
Christ.
The way,
Joey's bigger than you.
Can I just say that our show sucks, but the titles for our show, they're pretty funny. We had an episode called Me Love You, Tom DeLong Time.
That was funny. That was a good day.
That was a good one.
I remember that.
I don't remember that one.
Another yeah. classic, when the Fairer Race... When Ryan refers to girls as the fairer race, and I had to point out that I think you mean the fairer sex.
Fairer race.
We have one called Fucky the Devil Clown. That's a good one. We have one called Is He Moneyball?
I remember that one because I got to talk about stats.
We have one called When Is a Clock When It Has Wings? And here it is, No Horse Chicks. That was the name of the show. These are all just things Ryan says on the show. The last one was called Tickle Fight, for crying out loud. Oh, classic. Good times, everybody.
Wait, did I make my tickle fight joke? You know who loses a tickle fight?
Yeah. Nobody.
That's why. Yeah, you made that joke.
So good. Well,
kind of
play the oldies,
right? All of our shows are kind of the greatest hits show because we just told the same jokes over and over again.
We did a greatest hits show.
Yeah, we did.
To celebrate with Justin. That was a good day. Yeah.
I enjoyed that when we asked him process questions.
Mm-hmm.
Justin,
I remember
all the interviews you had.
Is this the most current?
Yeah. Was that the most recent? We got your name right. It's better than the other interviews.
Higgsy!
Higgster. So, I've been starting a little folder here in my bookmarks called Pod Fuel. So, when I see strange things on the internet when I'm supposed to be working, we can talk about them on the show. Now, I forgot about this folder, and I only put one thing in it this week. But it's comic-related, and I know we all have opinions about it. Because just when you thought that DC couldn't be any dumber, they announced Convergence, their summer crossover event. So, just a little tiny bit of a background for it.
Hold on.
Why? Why do I have to stop so you can open your soda?
Because I didn't want it to distract.
Wait,
what?
So you interrupted me and told me to stop. It broke my attention specifically so you could... Oh, dear. Okay, anyway,
the second I said that, it sounded so dumb.
So, on this show, we've talked about how I don't like comic events. They're kind of... I think they're stupid, and I don't like continuity.
For the record, Secret Wars, the new Secret Wars thing, looks really cool.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
shut up.
You're so wrong.
Now, here's what DC did. They listened to all of our podcasts and listened to all my complaints and went, we can make this guy's head explode. So, I don't like annoying, confusing continuity. I don't like weekly comics because they're hard for retailers to order and I don't want to read them. And I'm grumpy. And I don't like the New 52. So, they've combined all of those things. So we have an 8-issue weekly miniseries called Convergence, surrounded by 42-part miniseries. So for 2 months, all that DC is publishing is 42-issue miniseries and an 8-issue maxi-series.
Maxi-series!
And they're not publishing any of their other books that month.
Also, in order to understand... In order to understand the main story... You also have to have read every issue of Future's End, which is 40-plus issues, and every issue of World's End, which is another 40-plus issues.
Okay, now you read DC Comics. What is the difference between Future's End and World's End? Anybody else who knows, please chime in.
The word future and world.
Do you actually know?
Future's End...
Has Booster
Gold. I read 24 issues of Future's End. Future's End.
Future's End.
Future's End.
It's a new book.
Gesundheit.
Future's End. And it's about...
This better be a hell of a punchline.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
So, it's not a punchline. I'm going to try and explain what Future's End is about.
Please.
Okay. Cadmus Island is a place.
Is that the name of Hunger Games?
Wait, what?
Cadmus's Island?
We had two different jokes.
And
Aberdeen, your joke?
Cadmus Aberdeen Island.
Is it the girl from the Hunger Games?
And I said, is that where they make the eggs?
I like yours way more.
Thank you.
For once.
But Cadmus Island has...
I like your jokes.
Break the tie. What was funny, your minor or Ryan's?
I don't want to offend anyone.
If you want...
You can
I
offend
mean,
me.
You can, yeah, Ryan's just like, I got nothing else. I got nothing going on. I love you, buddy.
I like chocolate, so we'll give it to Joey.
Yeah, Joey's just funnier because I don't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
You know, I'm not a huge fan.
Thank you.
Katniss Everdeen is making chocolate on an
island. Katniss Everdeen and PETA have
decided...
Peter Malarkey. Yes. Have decided... No, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Oh.
Have decided to start an island...
I didn't know the name of the guy from Fall Out Boy. Why do you know the name of the guy from Fall Out Boy?
Because he's married
to
Ashley
Simpson. Why don't you know the guy from Fall Out Boy?
Why do you know that?
Because why don't I?
But you do!
Why not?
I thought Ashley Simpson was married to that other guy that she had a TV show with.
That's Jessica Simpson.
Who did you say?
Ashley Simpson.
Sisters?
Yes.
Okay.
She was the girl on SNL that was lip syncing. Ashley Simpson.
Millie Vanilli?
No, on SNL.
What?
Millie Vanilli? Lip syncing.
That's how many years ago was that, Joey?
How many years ago was the Ashley Simpson thing?
Like, not 20.
Okay, it was more than 5.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure that was more than 5.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was, because Ashley Simpson was like... popular when we were in high school.
Yes. Yes.
So that was...
Anyway, the point is, Fall Out Boy is having a show at the island where they make chocolate. Okay? And there...
I don't think this is right.
It was in 2004. 10 years ago, motherfuckers!
I'm... Yeah, but still, Millie Vanilli is in the 80s, Joey.
And yet you all knew... Okay, wait a second. At least one person in this room didn't know what you were talking about Ashley Simpson. Everybody knew what Millie Vanilli was, right? You know, well, okay, but you're very young. You weren't actually born when Millie Vanilli
happened.
Yeah,
but you're very old.
It was in 1988. I was only a year old.
Why does anybody know? Okay,
wait. Before you explain Ashley Simpson, I have to explain Millie Vanilli. Millie Vanilli was a pop dance project with these two strange-looking men with dreadlocks. And they had something like, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, baby, baby. And Weird Al did a parody of it about plumbing.
Of course, as he does.
And then it turns out, it was revealed at the Grammys when everything went to shit, but it turns out that they actually didn't, not only were they lip syncing at the Grammys, but they didn't actually sing on the record. They were just like the two models they hired to be Millie
Vanilli.
Yeah, they
were the face of it.
But the voices on the album were not those of Millie and or Vanilli. I don't think they were actually called Millie Vanilli.
Hi, my name is Millie.
I'm Vanilli. Welcome to the Millie Vanilli Comedy Fun Time Hour.
We can't wait to make some chilies with you.
This isn't a salt and pepper situation.
Are they named Salt and Pepper?
I think so. I'm guessing. Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
You know what's a cool song? Shoop.
Shoop doo.
Which he's like,
here we go. You know what's a cooler song?
Go again. Girls
Wants
My Weakness.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
Man,
okay,
that's a good song too.
I just thought we were naming
but
cool songs.
Anyway, like, whereas now when people talk about lip-sync problems,
new
format. Prior to Ashley Simpson anything. Doing that, people referred to it as like pulling a Millie Vanilli, and that was 34 years ago. No, it wasn't. 1990, 24 years ago. How old is it now?
Wait, how old is it now? Another pull quote for the Hobbit box set.
I'm infectious.
That's not on your Tinder profile.
Yeah, I'm infectious. No horse chicks.
Okay, how do we get on Millie Vanilli? Right, Ashley Simpson is married to
Millie.
No,
Salt and Pepper.
The
Pete Wentz.
Fall Out Boy. Right. Okay. So
Fall Out Boy is on an island with Deathstroke. And
wait a second. I'm confused again. Who's Fall Out Boy in this analogy?
Superman. Like from the Simpsons.
Superman is missing. Superman is Millie and Vanilli.
Which one
is
this? Superman is Mario in the Mario is missing scenario.
Is this the future or the world?
This is the future.
Okay.
On the
future
of the world. Which one is ending? Future's end. World's end.
They're both ending. But on that island, there are people from Earth 2 who are on the island 5 years from now. And there, the guy who has a curtain on his face. Who's that guy?
Grifter.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, what? Yeah, he's wearing like the reverse Lawrence of Arabia thing.
Right. He's got...
I only know that because he's my go-to DC punchline.
I'm making a commitment to only make references on this podcast that are at least 25 years old. And Lawrence of Arabia, well over 25 years old.
There on that island, he can sense people from different worlds because reasons. Now.
Wait, Lawrence of Arabia can?
Yes.
Okay.
Fall Out Boy is singing. there
again,
are
wait,
Olmecs.
Who's Fall Out Boy again?
Fall Out Boy.
Like, dance,
is Deathstroke?
No. Yes.
Okay, so in this amount, can you just call him by his name and not call him Fall Out Boy, please?
Okay, Deathstroke and
Lawrence of Arabia
are on an island. This is only like 10% of what's
happening
in this
shitty
book.
This is like the first three pages of issue one. This is the first panel where it just shows like an island.
Yeah, yeah, but on the island, there are characters from Earth 2 in cells, and Mr. Miracle is a douche. And
I like Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, but I love Mr. Miracle, but then they just make him a douche. That's okay. His character. He's written very well. And moving on to future now time then.
What?
Right. That's the thing, is that...
Wait, that
there
was
is
5 years ago?
There's 5 years from now, and then there's also time further from that, looking back
so
to the 5 years...
So, Future's End has, like, two futures.
It's got,
one is
like,
more future than others?
Yeah, there is a more future where the cartoon Batman Beyond goes back to the future.
Okay, so wait. So there's the far future,
back
and then there's the future. So
there's the far future, and then there's the 5 year
future. Terry O'Reilly?
Sean.
Bill.
Bill O'Reilly goes Baba O'Reilly.
From the far future to the 5 year future to the David Bowie future.
To become a pinball wizard.
Because it's been 5 years.
And in the future, Mr. Terrific.
No, we have to call it 5 year future and far future.
Far future, Mr. Terrific, total dick ball.
Oh, I was thinking Mr. Miracle. I don't really care about Mr. Terrific.
Mr.
At all.
Terrific. No, Mr. Miracle
is
in a cell.
He's a douche.
He's the douche.
He's the douche.
Mr.
5 years. Mr. Terrific is the dick ball.
Okay, got it.
In the far future. And he made all these OMAC bots who, and they're ape shit. So that happens then, there. And Batman Beyond is back to the future. And he wants to go back to the future to fix the far future in the future. Okay.
So basically,
where he's going,
so
they don't have roads.
So basically,
and he got there with a banana peel and an engine.
So Batman Beyond thinks his world sucks. So he's going to go back to the future that is for him it's the past, but for us
it's
still
the future.
The future,
yes.
And so he's going to fix something that happens 5 years from now.
He's going to get rid of Mr. Tur. This is the plot of Age of Ultron. But
another monkey wrench into this.
Okay, but he's in...
It's Days of Future Past.
That, yes, which Age of Ultron also was.
But it's 25 years.
Okay, so Batman Beyond from the far future is at now future. Is at 5 year future.
Right.
And he's trying to get rid of Mr. Terrific. Meanwhile, while he's there, Red Robin owns a bar and... He's got a girlfriend and a beard.
Is Tim Drake.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't get far enough to understand what his point
why
is.
Why that was relevant.
But I read it for 24 weeks.
And in 24
I
issues, they couldn't explain why it was important that Tim Drake has a bar.
From issue two...
It's like a Sam and Diane situation.
He is Luke from Gilmore Girls without the backwards hat. He's got a beard, and then...
Hang on! You can't make fun of me for referencing Milli Vanilli and then mention Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls
isn't from the
80s.
Not
even 10 years ago.
But it seems to me that it's less... It's more acceptable for me to know who Milli Vanilli is than for you to have...
Okay, make an OC.
Like, in-depth knowledge. Don't make an OC.
Please
do. Be more lost.
What?
Unless it's that SNL sketch where Shia LaBeouf gets shot.
No, but we're not...
fall off a cliff?
Shy Hard.
She dies in a car...
Doesn't the car go off a cliff?
Mitchie Barton.
I don't know.
She,
does anyone Volchek,
die? Volchek runs them off the road.
Who's Volchek?
The guy from
Volchek
Rocky IV.
No, he's the guy. He's the guy in the first Twilight movie that breaks what's her name's leg.
That's the werewolf.
Jacob?
Maybe, I don't know.
I only saw the first Twilight movie.
Yeah, you know when the guy breaks her leg?
Let me finish. Like 7 years ago, and it was dog shit.
That's the only thing I remember from the first Twilight movie is that Volchek from the OC breaks her leg.
I actually remember watching that movie and thinking, the universe that this takes place in is kind of interesting. The story that they're choosing to tell is not.
That was much more positive than me, my review.
Yeah, I was trying to be positive because...
Me view.
I want to be the change I want to see in the world.
You know who else wanted to be the change you wanted to see in the world? Batman Beyond.
I thought Booster Gold was in this.
somewhere.
Okay, so basically, it's Back to the Future or Andor.
But there's also, Band-Aid Face. Wait,
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia. Grifter.
Drifter.
Drifter.
Band-Aid Face is Hush.
That's Nelly.
What?
No, Band-Aid Face is Nelly.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Nelly was a popular hip-hop artist.
Yeah, I got okay, that. Okay,
good. You, what, I don't know that song.
Better Up. Remember that song?
Better
that
Up.
Cool. Whoop, whoop. It was like the... Don't say it away, baby.
Let it go. Bad Boys 2.
Let it up and take a puff. How did we now? Turn in the... St. Louis.
Hey there, won't you make me?
But there's other... The point is...
Damn sure glad you came here.
Take your clothes off, because it's fucking hot.
That's a different song.
I have a thermostat, but I don't touch it.
That's the little-known bridge to Hot in Here by Nelly. This like, incredibly goofy one that comes out with a burk, 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 burk. Jerry Lewis comes out and goes, I have a thermostat lady! What about your house? Burk, burk, burk. Okay, so that's Future's End. What's World's End?
I don't know.
World's End is the...
I think it's the story of how the Earth 2... people came to be in the 5 year from now future on the island and in jars where Mr.
You're
Miracle
in jars?
Well they're like in little cages. In little like glass enclosures like little tubes.
Oh okay.
You got Steppenwolf the band in
who's all, Steppenwolf?
The bad guy from the Fourth World saga.
Oh okay.
And he was in the Earth 2
he
the James Robinson
dream.
Earth 2. Yes.
Yes, yes. Right between the satin sheets.
But I think what I'm trying to say, which is really, really well illustrated, is that I don't know what Future Send is
I
about.
I think the point is none of us are
is
excited
it's,
for
you
lost,
is
you lost me at
I
all
lo- I really wanted to like it, and I was like, I'm going to like, fuck Joey, I'm going to enjoy it.
I remember,
the whole reason.
Because I read the zero issue of Future Send, and I was like, not only do I hate this, but I loathe it.
Yeah,
I feel like this is hurting comics.
and you were right. But I gave it the old college try. If that
and nobody
entails,
likes it.
Is that a thing that I should know? Is that a Milli Vanilli thing?
What?
And nobody likes it.
No, it's a Comedy Bang Bang thing.
Oh, right.
You should know that, actually.
Right, actually.
Okay, but
that's
just
yourself.
In case... our description of this event has made you excited to read Convergence. I would point out that one of the head writers is Scott Lobdell.
He's the guy helping the guy who has
a dude. Playing another dude. That's a more recent reference. I like that movie a lot when he throws the TiVo.
What movie is that?
That's
from?
Tropical Thunder.
Oh,
I know. He's like,
Teenage
you know, he's like, I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. That was like the last time I really enjoyed Robert Downey Jr. in a movie.
He was.
That's really crazy.
It's true though. Like,
didn't you like him in? Fuck, what's an old Robert Downey?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Because yeah,
never mind.
Souls.
I couldn't think of
it.
What was the movie? Was he in Weird Science?
No.
I'm playing the piano.
That was David...
Michael C. Hall was in that, but I thought...
He was
going
to walk
that.
Wait, might be right. Robert Downey Jr. might be in Weird Science.
I know he's totally in Weird Science. He's the bad guy. He's the antagonist.
You're right.
So,
okay, but I also said the first time in a long time. Weird Science came out
a long time
ago.
Exactly.
And I like Weird Science. There's a really embarrassing scene in Weird Science where I wasn't paying attention to the movie while watching it with my friends, and I happened to look up right when there was like an underwear bottom shot.
Ooh.
And I went, yeah! And everyone would be like, what? And I realized, oh, this is the scene where...
Is it Bill Paxton's
No, it's where his friend is wearing the girl's underwear. And I was like, oh, shit! What? Yeah, nice ass, what can I say? But
that's
I was
fair.
Just like, oh, shit. That was embarrassing.
Trying to use
fucking
me.
Shit.
What's your favorite 80s movie?
Like, of all the movies that came
well,
out
no,
of the
but
80s.
Like, of those movies.
Of what?
Johnny
like
Hughes?
The,
Hughes?
Yeah. Yeah, like the...
Probably
the
Vacation, Brad. But, oh, like, of that, like, oh, okay, you mean, like, the Breakfast at... Not Breakfast at Tiffany's,
Breakfast of Champions.
And,
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Pretty
Breakfast Club is the best
pink.
One, for the record.
Of those movies, yeah. My favorite is
Where they get high
Weird
in the
Science,
library and do the dance.
Because Weird Science is just... No, you know what it is? Because I know you like it, too. It's Revenge of the Nerds.
That is a weirdly
movie,
criminal movie.
It is. There
it
are
is
some very troubling
up.
Things that happen in that movie. But if you can, ignore how incredibly troubling some of those things are.
Holy shit, it's criminal.
It's pretty funny, though.
I rewatched it like a couple weeks ago. I'm like, wow. Whoa, they should all be in jail. Nerd jail.
Call me
It's kind of rapey at the end there, guys.
Not even the
super halfway through. It's rapey as shit.
But here's what's even weirder. Like, the girl thinks that the nerd is her boyfriend, even though he's a giant football player, and he's a nerd just because he's wearing a Darth Vader helmet, and she doesn't notice when they have sex that suddenly he's good at sex and doesn't look like her boyfriend. And they also plant those cameras in the girl's chain, in the girl's, like, dormitories.
Yeah. First of all, they break and enter. So
yeah, that's okay, because they yell panty raid.
Okay, they do that. They steal all their underpants.
It's a panty raid. What else do they do?
They get fair warning.
They plant cameras in all the baths. So they pull a James Brown.
What?
Oh, yeah. Where they plant for mentioning Millie Vanilli.
Bathrooms.
James Brown putting cameras in a bathroom and not... You're an asshole.
I am.
I think that was more of a Chuck Berry, too.
You did that, too. No, Chuck Berry.
What about his cousin, Marvin Berry?
No.
That sound you
It was Jerry Lee Lewis who married his cousin.
Yes, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Who was not only a minor, but like a really young minor.
Yeah, she's
like 13 or something. She's 13. Like that?
I thought that was
Everything
Woody
that
Allen.
Happened before now. Wait, no, that wasn't Jerry Lewis. Was that Jerry Lee Lewis or was
that
Bill
Jerry
Haley?
Lewis. It was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Bill Haley in the comments sang the Happy Days theme song,
yeah.
The second one, right?
Jerry Lee Lewis sang, what was the song that Jerry Lee Lewis
Great Balls of Fire.
Alright.
Which is written,
the title of the movie.
Which is the name of, yeah, which plays in the movie. Dennis Quaid, thank you.
Great balls of fire!
Anyway, have you seen Dennis, Revenge of the Nerds?
Dennis Quaid, who's in Vacation.
I don't think he'd like it.
It's fucked up.
When we watched it as kids, there's some really funny moments, but
shit.
When you see it with like a modern lens, you're just like, oh my goodness.
Just watch Slapshot.
Like, here's the thing, it makes Porky's look classy.
Anything beyond shit. Like 10 years ago is just like, to watch it now is like...
Even parts of there's even a lot of parts of Caddyshack, which I love, that I'm like... That's odd.
Or Animal House? No, Animal House.
Food fight! What's an Animal House that's still...
He wrecks
don't they,
that
don't
guy's
kill,
guitar.
Don't they kill a cow?
No.
The horse?
It's a
horse.
They don't kill. The horse has a heart attack.
Oh,
but
that's
actually
a really funny
scene. That's actually a really funny
it
movie.
Is, yeah, that's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, there is the part at the end where... Is it D-Day or Bluto who, like, captures the one girl? And then at the end they're driving away in the car and she's just, like, hugging him? Remember? Because, like,
remember.
As we all know, you can just, like... capture a woman with a cane and carry her off on your shoulder and you have now claimed her.
That was in the law back then.
We're not talking about caveman. We're talking about
the law back then. The caveman.
I'm not talking about the
I know, but it was like
Neanderthal law. You troglodyte, you're out of order.
I'll allow it, but watch yourself.
Sustained.
Those are some eloquent cavemen. Have you ever seen Caveman with Ringo Starr?
Yeah, like 2 minutes of it. When I was very young, and
my dad
was watching it.
And there's some like stop motion animation in it. But there's cool. And like they all speak in caveman language. And Ringo Starr keeps
Took.
I actually remember how to say a Took loves Lana because he goes, a Took Alunda Lana.
Alunda.
And he like has to try and capture her because the big guy, the football player. Caveman.
Who was also in Revenge of the Nerds, I think.
I don't think that was
Wasn't
him.
He?
Ogre?
Nerds!
Ogre is the best part of that movie.
Ringo Starr is my favorite
Nerds.
Beetle.
Nerds.
Me too.
Nerds.
I like George Harrison.
I,
you don't even like the Beatles.
I know, but I like Ringo Starr.
So you don't agree with him. He's like, it was like it was a trick. I do like Ringo. I like Ringo now because like he wants to be left alone. But he doesn't want to say fuck off, so he says, like, I can't stand any more of your letters. Peace and love, peace and love. He just, like, he says things and then follows it up with peace and love, and somehow he thinks that makes it okay. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, I also forgot. There's a scene at the beginning of
his eyes!
The
what happens
where,
to his eyes?
The nerds are walking by the bad guy's frat house. And Ogre's up on... Yeah, and he's holding this guy over the railing. Go back to the beginning of the clip. He's dangling this nerd over the railing. And then they see the nerds, and he just, like,
drops the guy over the railing.
And they realize he just killed that guy.
There's so much beer wasted during that frat party, too, at the beginning of that movie.
Like
that. But there's a bit where Ogre has his championship trophy. And a guy...
Watch this culture. He's gonna kill this guy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow! And then look how high up they are! Ogre killed that guy!
Yeah, in that championship trophy, they keep filling it up like with the with pitchers of beer, and he just bathes in it. And then goes, fill her up, baby! And they do it again, and he doesn't drink any of it. Yeah. He spits it at people. They jump downstairs into pools of beer. They're wasting it.
Have you never been drunk by osmosis?
I think I've figured out why Osmosis Jones. I like Revenge of the Nerds, and it's because of the musical number at the end.
Devo?
Where they basically become Devo. Mark play a song at the talent show, and Timothy, what's-his-face, who like directs a bunch of episodes of The West Wing.
Oh yeah, this guy.
Timothy Dalton.
No,
but it's the only Timothy
he
I know.
Plays Timothy Oliphant, and he has this like electric violin, and then like the really like unsettlingly effeminate gay character in the movie who's just,
Lamar.
Like, Lamar, this very
I know
very,
too much about.
Wow, this is a really offensive movie.
Yeah, super offensive.
I regret saying that was my favorite '80s movie. Now
it's your favorite movie
Can
of all time, and we had to watch it
Can
before we started podcasting. Joey was like, "This is the rule. If you're in my house, you have to watch."
See,
Out
I,
the
see, bad I told you, Breakfast Club is better.
All right, never mind. It's Bloodsport.
That's fair. Jesus,
that's super damn. Fair.
Street Fighter guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Street Fighter.
He was on Friends.
Have you seen Street Fighter? Are you familiar with Street Fighter, the video game franchise?
Yeah.
There was a movie in the '90s, and Jean-Claude Van Damme played Guile. Now, if you remember the video game, Guile was, like, the American, like, soldier. They never explain why he's Jean-Claude Van Damme in the...
What?
They never explain... Take two. They never explain why he's Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie, and clearly is not American. They just go, it's fine. He's got the thickest Jean-Claude Van Damme accent throughout the whole movie.
I have a question. What's your favorite root-based vegetable? Is it Jean-Claude Van Yam?
What the fuck?
Oh my heavens.
You know, the whole time you were talking, it was brewing, and you're just like, oh, I can't wait to unleash my beautiful yam.
There's some, like, talented people in that movie, though. That's what's so fucked up about
Who's
that
Who's the
movie?
Guy who plays M. Bison? He's, like,
Raul
really good.
Julia.
Yeah. Like,
the guy
like
from
really
the Addams Family?
He
played Gomez.
Yes, he did.
He was also in a movie called Addams Family Values.
Didn't
and
he
then
die
he died.
Yeah,
he died very soon, like a month after that movie.
By the way, Kylie Minogue plays Cammy in that movie.
Bet
you didn't know that.
Addams Family Values.
Bet you didn't know that.
Isn't she?
Oh,
like
I did
know that. Yeah.
Kylie Minogue.
Well, not when
I
that movie
she's
was
like
filmed.
Really old.
She was Millie
she's
Vanilli.
She's like 49,
Vanilli.
I think. And her newest video, the one where it's basically just like, "Watch me pretend to fuck for 5 minutes." That's basically the new Kylie Minogue video.
You just described an entire genre of music, though, Joe.
She was also in Moulin Rouge. I forgot about that.
Moulin Rouge.
She was also
was
in
she
Biodome.
Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, Biodome.
She was also in Doctor Who. We should point that out.
Yeah.
She
oh, Biodome.
She was
I watched
hanging in the Titanic episode. The
I watched
Astrid.
And it's also got Warwick Davis in it.
Oh, she did a voice in Dougal.
Good. I watched a movie with Stephen Baldwin in it last night.
Yeah, gross. Which we,
right?
Why?
Because it was
really
the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
the
thing that people forget that Stephen Baldwin was
in. Was in a very good movie. But
has everyone here seen that movie?
Yeah.
We can't, because you
okay,
need to
don't
see
wreck
it,
it
someone spoils it for you.
It's a really cool
it's one
twist.
One of those movies that has a famous twist ending that is
Bruce
really,
Willis
really
is
good.
Dead at the end, and the village is based in modern time.
Have you seen The Sixth Sense of the Village? You don't need to now, because Rob just fucked you.
That's...
You don't really need to see The Village.
I
you
like
don't
The Village.
Watch
the
of
Village
course you
is
do.
My favorite M. Night Shyamalan
Of course
film.
You do, because nobody else does.
But...
That's not why I like it. I liked it at the time, before it wasn't cool.
Before
back
before
when people
cool.
were still thinking that maybe he was cool. Because everyone except for me liked Signs. I am a contrarian.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw Signs.
It's not
it's
very
not
good.
It's Swingaware. Swingaware.
Yeah, that's
Swingaware.
Super dumb shit. Why can she see the future?
Because she got hit by a car.
Right, right of course.
And so also...
Tell him to swing away.
I would also point out that these aliens...
Can't open doors.
Time and space. Yeah, they can. They mastered intergalactic flight. Doors, total mystery to them.
Yeah. Mel Gibson looks at one of them with the reflection of a knife.
And isn't it water that kills them?
Yeah, it's a
like,
bad movie.
They're basically gremlins.
It's a fucking bad movie. But anyway.
Gremlins, on the other hand.
Wait, I was watching The Usual
that's
Suspects last night, and then Stephen Baldwin is in the lineup scene, and the lineup scene is just such a good scene where he goes,
give me that thing, motherfucker. And he said,
I texted Joey going, wow, Stephen Baldwin doesn't suck in this movie. Weird. And then I watched five more minutes and went, oh wait, no, he's fucking awful. He's the worst. When they're all in the cell and he's like,
what's that?
Alec is the
only Baldwin with any talent.
Mm-hmm. What about
what's the other one?
Billy.
What about Adam Baldwin?
No, he's Adam just Baldwin's insane. A fucking piece
that
of
guy
shit.
Sucks. Such a garbage.
Get hit by
so
a
much.
He's such a garbage. As I just said.
Were you following when Curtis Weave was trolling him on Twitter?
No, that sounds funny.
Oh my god, it was so funny. It was the
Why
greatest thing
Adam
ever.
Adam Baldwin respond to Curtis Weave?
Because he's a dickhead.
No, he was writing to him.
Adam Baldwin was writing to Curtis Weave.
He said something about like game marriage or whatever.
Yeah.
Curtis Weave was like,
yeah,
you'd suck. And then he was like,
well, yeah, no, Adam Baldwin said something ridiculous.
Adam Baldwin, because I'm sure Adam Baldwin doesn't know who Curtis Weave is.
No.
And so it tells me that anybody on the internet yells at Adam Baldwin is just like, you fucker!
It was really funny because
I was on Firefly, you're supposed to love me!
I was Animal Mother.
What?
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh yeah, he was too. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, trivia.
The whole thing that that even spawned their debate or whatever, Curtis Weave is really funny. And Adam Baldwin basically is talking about how gay marriage is a horrible thing in America. And his response was,
just turn into Bill Cosby.
Because I really like the toque that he wears and it comes out of
the chocolatey pudding.
Yes. But
Rudy,
he said something.
Rudy,
no, Bill Cosby in the Clash.
Yeah, Joe Strummer and Bill Cosby.
He's in love with rock and roll. Whoa, he's in love with Jenny Jones. Whoa,
London calling to the far away town in the golden morning.
I wish I could have got a picture of that.
My Cosby face.
You could probably get one.
Yeah, we can do more. We can just keep doing it. What, Ryan? I want Ryan in my hole with the pudding.
In your hole?
I think it's
close to the supermarket.
I was going to the supermarket to get some pudding.
No one's even done the perfect vessel for a Cosby voice. It's Rock the Casbah!
Rock the
Cosby!
You have to let me know, Rudy! Should I stay? Or should I sip a pizza?
Should I stay?
I think
or sip a pizza?
The Cosby impression has to get so far from Cosby.
And then it comes back around.
Yeah, it gets so ridiculously over the top that it couldn't be anyone but Cosby. That's how people do Shatner. People don't do Shatner, they do Kevin Pollak doing Shatner.
Kevin Pollak's cool. He's in Usual Suspects.
He was in The Usual Suspects.
Right, we were talking about Adam Baldwin and Curtis Weave.
Who's
right.
The other Baldwin,
and
though?
Bill Cosby.
Alec.
Billy? The one in
Billy.
Back, yeah, in Back
Billy. Well, Adam Baldwin isn't...
Is in a member of the Baldwin family.
Which is the one who is in Adam Baldwin's Not One of the Baldwins?
He just has the same last name.
I just thought he was, really?
No.
Who's the one that was in Backdraft, though? Is that Billy?
That's Billy.
Okay.
That's Ron Howard.
And Billy, he's in that episode of 30 Rock, right?
Do you remember in... In the South Park movie when they kill all the Baldwins?
Yeah. You missed me!
Now this is Billy Baldwin. If you want Adam, if you want the one who is my brother, call his extension.
Yeah. Canada
has bummed. Hey, Al, you know what sucks about being a Baldwin? What? Nothing! Canada has bummed. All the Baldwins are dead! Let's just do that movie.
Alright.
No, okay, but anyway. Adam Baldwin and Curtis Weave.
Wait, what was Convergence about?
Curtis Weave and Adam Baldwin walk into a bar. Go.
5 years from now.
Gay marriage is bad, according to Adam Baldwin.
I'm bleeding cool.
Oh, but then I have to fucking give traffic to Rich Fine. Now he's going to show up in my kitchen because we've mentioned him.
He is Beetlejuice.
You have to mention him three times.
No, you don't! You only have to mention him once. Without, you don't even have to have his whole name.
You don't even have to have
hashtag.
Did Rob tell you guys about real life Beetlejuice?
wait. I desperately want to see hear that story
really quick.
But before we hear real life Beetlejuice, I need closure on the goddamn Baldwin story.
Oh,
what happened? When was this?
It was a long time ago.
Bleeding cool. Curtis Weeb, Baldwin, Afghan, Eric Baldwin. Here we go. Firefly's Adam Baldwin versus Peter Panzerfaust's. He's not Peter Panzerfaust, Curtis Weed. He's everybody's Curtis
Weed. Don't be hogging.
Over Marriage Laws, Fanboy Rampage. Fuck, I hate this website. This is Adam Baldwin off of Firefly. Okay, this is not good writing. This is Adam Baldwin, period. Off of Firefly, period. He doesn't always wear the hat. Rich Johnston, you suck! Not related to the other Baldwins. Oh, well, he knew that. I didn't. He's been a registered Democrat since 1980.
Touché.
But he changed his political views after being given a copy of David Horowitz's book, Radical Son. And now considers himself a small government conservative. What did I say?
No.
David Horowitz's... Oh.
Oh, Adra.
Yeah, after being given a copy of Paul's Boutique. And he's talking about gay marriage laws. What's wrong now with the father marrying his son for love and to avoid tax penalties? And this is Curtis Weeb. Man, you were so much fun in Firefly. You were a total letdown in real life. Sorry, dude, this 2014 can't support your shit. Let the party convince.
I just love how insulting it is to say you're a total letdown in real life. That's actually, like, that cuts deep. I think that that's a really funny thing to say to someone.
This is actually pretty funny to read.
I know, it's
this.
A pretty good
it's,
back and forth.
What the hell was it?
Your
mommy's callback.
What? Not so much
douche
tubby.
Canoe.
Douche canoe.
I don't
what
even know what Adam Baldwin is saying.
Because I've spoken to him on Twitter before about comics.
What's the podcast called?
We Talk Comics?
Yes.
Is that what he's from?
Yeah.
Is Chris Duker on that as well?
He shows up sometimes, yeah.
Rad. I didn't realize he was from Calgary. That's cool.
Yeah. That's when they do, like, the big summits and stuff like that, when they have, like...
Oh, right.
Round table.
What's a clutch?
I see. That's
it's when
something
you
need
have
to
a
ask
standard,
mother about.
When you have a standard vehicle, you push...
What's a clutch?
You push in the clutch.
You push in the clutch.
You push in the clutch.
Wait, no, the Clutch is that band that Bill Cosby sang for.
What?
Sorry.
The Clutch
is that band that...
The band that
Bill Cosby sang for.
Of course, yeah, the Prophets.
The only band that matters.
You can't do a Crosby?
Stills, Nash, or Young?
Oh, wait,
or
Sydney? Oh, I just got it. I was pretending that Bill Cosby was the lead singer of Clutch instead of singing one of their songs.
Clutch is so boring.
He's allowed me to adjust my pants so that I've been dancing the good time dance, Rudy.
The Neutron Dance from Bill... From
I'm just burning
Beverly Bill, Bill Cosby Cop.
Beverly Bill Cosby Cop.
Ghost Dad.
Oh my god, can you imagine Beverly Hills Cop with Bill Cosby? I was thrown out of the window.
Hey, guess what movie I've never seen?
What is the charge for being thrown
never seen
out of
Beverly
a
Hills
car?
Cop?
Jaywalking?
Wait, the guy who wrote Beverly Hills Cop also did...
The Bible.
What?
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Or wrote it or directed it. There's it's someone significant that's really cool.
Tony
Stark
did the third one.
I don't remember who...
Did you really?
It was from an episode of How Did This Get Made... And I don't remember. I'm sorry.
That's
but
okay. We, have,
we
the
have the internet.
I love Beverly Hills Cop. Have you seen Beverly Hills Cop? Yeah, you have. Martin Brest directed Beverly Hills Cop.
Martin Brest, right. And he didn't he also do The Tourist or something really bad?
He did, after Beverly Hills Cop, he did Midnight Run, Scent of a Woman, Meet Joe Black, and Geely.
Geely!
Yeah.
There we go. I should watch Geely.
You probably don't need to watch
I always
Geely.
Thought it was Giggly.
Giggly!
You didn't always think that.
I did always.
That
by the way,
don't tell me what I did or didn't
I promise think. This is true. The writer and director of The Tourist, Christopher McQuarrie, wrote the screenplay, who also wrote, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, co-wrote the screenplay for The Usual Suspects.
And he did.
And
he
did that.
But, and he also
Tom
did
Cruise
Way
movie.
Of the Gun, which I also like.
He did Tomorrow.
He co-wrote the movie with the director of The Tourist, whose name is, I kid you not, Florian Henkel von Donnerschmarck. Who I swear to God sounds like a Matt Besser character on Comedy Bang Bang. Florian Henkel von Donnerschmarck. I directed The Tourist, yeah. It was very good. Oh, shit. He also made The Lives of Others. That movie's awesome. How did he make The Lives of Others and then make The Tourist?
Which one's The Tourist? Angelina Jolie?
And
yeah,
Yanni,
and,
Yanni Deep.
Yeah.
Yanni Depp. Yanni Depp.
And no, it's actually not. Interesting trivia, though. It's not actually Johnny Depp. It's the Johnny Depp impersonator from Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie who plays Johnny Depp.
That guy's
playing
classic.
It's actually anyway. It's based on Florian.
After watching The Usual, after watching The Usual Suspects last night, I thought the best bookend to that movie would be to watch Billion Dollar Movie again. So I did that, And
Christopher McQuarrie's written some good movies. He also wrote Edge of Tomorrow. And Jack Reacher. This brings it all back to the Germans, because Jack Reacher, Werner Herzog, plays the villain in Jack Reacher. I swear that's true.
I know that that's true, but what we said, this brings it all back to the Germans.
Who has two thumbs and not much else going on in the hand department? I am such a man.
Hey,
he also wrote Underworld and Way of the Gun and Valkyrie. Way of the Gun, while is a decent movie, it does have a really funny, if it's like one of my favorite like slam lines ever in a movie. Is at the beginning when Benicio del Toro and
Bring It On
and Ryan
Phillippe, oh, it's already been
are like leaning on the car smoking, and Sarah Silverman across the street swearing at them and yelling and just being unpleasant. And then I can't remember if it's Del Toro or Ryan Phillippe. It must be Del Toro, because I can't imagine Ryan Phillippe saying this. It would be weird. But he says, now this is offensive, kids. Don't talk like this to anyone.
That's what he
says. But he says, tell that bitch to shut her mouth before I come over there and fuck start her head.
What?
Now, in the context of this scene, it's like trash talk, but it's like, that is one of the most like impressively well put together like swears I have ever heard. Like I said, don't talk like that.
Head.
But just the way he says, and then it starts like a big rumble. There's a rumble.
For some reason, the immediate image that I conjure when I hear the term fuckstart is blowing into the old Nintendo cartridge.
What?
And
that?
Just being frustrated.
Fuck this son of a bitch! Fuckstart!
See, for some reason, I thought of one of those old-timey cars that start up with the crank at the front.
I don't know why I
thought that. Couple
and you like put your
beginning.
Cock in the thing and spin.
And you spin around. Then you take a spin class and then you just...
Okay, shut up. I actually got the line wrong.
You need to fuck start your memory.
Dude, it's actually worse than I remembered. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
This is the line. YouTube has...
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start our hand.
And it was Ryan Phillippe. Oh my goodness.
Right, yeah.
When I first met my wife, she was like, she was totally crushing on Ryan Phillippe. She probably never saw Way of the Gun, I'll tell you that right now.
I still.
But doesn't he, like, go over and, like, crush her foot and then punch her in the face or something?
Oh, yeah, it turns into, like I said, there's a rumble.
Whoa.
But maybe Del Toro beats her up or something.
I know someone. I think she gets punched in the face.
This is some Revenge of the Nerds shit going on.
Yeah, she keeps trying to get her boyfriend to fuck up in the ass.
All these
what a weird dare!
Come on, do it!
Strange.
What the hell?
Blood.
My other boyfriends would totally do this.
He will fuck you up. He will fuck you in the ass.
I will cut off your Johnson.
What are you doing, dude? So what's DC up to?
They're converging. I got a root beer in the fridge.
So 100.
Tim Drake has a beard.
Yeah.
And a bar. Where everybody knows your secret identity.
No, no one knows his secret identity. That's why his girlfriend leaves him.
Because she does it.
She finds out.
I don't know that you're Robin. I'm leaving.
She finds out and she's like, you were Robin all along? I thought you were dead.
Like, I was Red Robin for the while.
And he said, I had...
He wasn't Robin.
Yeah.
All right, because they retconned that shit.
It's true.
I liked him as Robin.
Won't you?
Like, that was, I think, for me, the only reason... Like, in retrospect, I don't like Identity Crisis that much, but at the time, the Robin arc in that story was so good that I was, like, a really big fan of that.
I like Identity
Until
Crisis.
Issue 7. Well, I like it, but it also, like, started DC being, like, way too fucking melodramatic. Like, they had... remember those awesome Silver Age adventures of the stretchy guy and his wife solving mysteries? She was raped. And you know who raped her? A D-list villain from Teen Titans. And that's when I say, comics are so dumb!
Is it, who? Isn't it Dr.
Sue Dibney?
I know. Dr. Light does?
Yeah, and they like, and then for a couple of years, Jeff Johns was like, no, we can seriously make Dr. Light a good villain. People will believe
right
him.
Right now,
scary
he's
guy.
Saying that about Cyborg.
Yeah,
we can make Cyborg.
Jeff Johns is like,
so
seriously,
cool.
Everyone's gonna like the characters that I do.
Do you know how Batman's got, like, computers and shit?
You know
why don't we just make it a dude?
Here's what it is. That's a good one.
It's just him.
But no, I feel like Jeff Johns looks at Bendis pulling out obscure characters and everyone loves him for it. He's like, I can do that too. I got cool characters. Dr. Light here. We have the Flash run around and we'll bring Barry Allen back. Remember Barry? And then we'll like redo and make the Rogues kind of edgy. Because everyone wants... I don't know why I'm giving Jeff Johns such a deal.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Jeff Johns, writing the comics. We are.
But,
me and my wife...
Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
No.
Once again, all of my impressions turn into Bill Cosby or Hulk Hogan. And my Hulk Hogan actually every once in a while turns into the Macho Man.
I do that
too.
Let
me tell you something, Mean Gene. Dr. Light's a great character. We're going to make him scary. And what better way to make you not like a bad guy than by having him rape a beloved character?
Ooh, yeah.
Character, by the way, we haven't really done anything with for like 30 years. So basically, in Silver Age, brother, she's running around. She was solving mysteries, brother. But now, we brought her to the time now, and she's raped, and now she's been burned to death.
Oh, yeah,
she's
been burned to death.
We raped and killed her.
That's it.
Yeah. And by the way, guess who the killer was? It was another character's wife we've done nothing with. This is a shitty story, brother, but we're going to be bringing it to you for the next 10 years. Oh, yeah!
I love the climax of Identity Crisis is like, oh, and she shrank and killed her.
Through the phone.
Yeah, because she used the Adam's belt to shrink, go through the phone, jump around on Sue Dibney's brain until she has a stroke, and then set her on fire to hide the evidence.
I want to see the scene where she's
and
when
they
she's
show
going,
her charred corpse. Yeah. They show an Elastic Man holding her corpse crying.
But I want to see...
Fuck that comic.
There should
Does
be
he
an
cry
entire
plastic
comic.
Tears?
Yep, that's what you should take away from that. At the time, I was really into that comic, but I think if it came out now, I would just like hate it.
I want to see an issue that is just her traveling through the phone lines and then having to go
like one of those like old school like switchboards.
Isn't that how Ghost Rider used to get around? Remember that show Ghost Rider?
Ghost Dad?
No, Ghost
Dad!
Oh, what is that? No, Ghost Rider. Does
I remember Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
I remember Wishbone.
I don't remember that it was a thing.
I remember Alex Mack. Let's go through things I remember.
I mean, The Matrix.
Is this all we're talking about now?
The Secret Diary of Alex Mack.
That show was tight!
I don't talk like this.
Animorphs. That's another thing.
I like playing with the book. I never watched the show.
Lamb Chop.
But, okay, Iceman was in that, though. On the TV show, Iceman was in Animorphs.
That's true.
Mask! You're talking about the Cher movie, right?
Silverhawks? I remember a bunch of stuff.
Millie Vanilli?
No, I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. I just know it from the X-Files episode where they watch the postmodern Prometheus, or that's the episode.
Come home and they watch it with you?
The titular postmodern Prometheus watches Mask.
Yes.
A lot. He just watches that movie over and over again.
And he also loves Cher.
Because he likes Mask, because she's in Mask.
I know.
And I'm walking in masks. There are three things from pop culture named Mask, other than masks. There's Mask with Cher. There's the cartoon Mask, which is what you were talking about.
Yep.
And there's The Mask, which if I may
smoking.
Say, I was just going to say that. You son of a bitch.
Punchline
pull my
sniper.
Asshole cheeks apart and make them talk to you.
Punchline sniper.
That's fair. I used to be Joey G the Bit Stepper, whatever Rob was.
I got called a funny thing. Can I tell you this funny thing
that
I got
called?
Big
nose? Because you've got a big nose.
That was like 7 years of our friendship.
No, hang on a second. Tell me the funny thing, then you have to tell me about real life Big Beetlejuice.
My God.
After that, Rob, what was the funny thing?
No, it's a good thing there's no like detailed notes on this podcast. And then we talked about...
We're technically still on the first topic that we brought up.
Good thing you only had one topic.
Right? I was worried. Anyway, what was the name that someone called
now
you?
Now we have a baseline.
I'm all about that baseline. What is the...
But I played a show and I had to
You had to impersonate...
I had to impersonate the lead singer of the Bouncing Souls.
Right.
And then at the end of the set, the whole...
Listen, brother, we're going to give you this gig, but you got to impersonate the lead singer of the Bouncing Souls.
Well, I was
Souls,
in a Bouncing brother. Souls cover band, so
right.
It makes
Which
a little bit more sense.
Which is information that you should have provided.
It's there now.
Yes.
And at the end of the set, someone said, you really committed to that. You were like
total... Come on, drop some names. Who said that? It was the guy from Belvedere, so...
Was it really?
It was.
That was the first band I ever saw.
They were one of the first bands.
Me too.
The first band I ever saw was Weird Al, but...
He was like, that was good. You really committed to it. You were just like him. You were like a fun vacuum.
Great. A vacuum that's fun to hang out with? Or like a vacuum that vacuums up fun?
You're a fun vacuum? You take the energy of the room and you suck it up. And I did that for 40 minutes.
I'm sorry I missed it.
You would have loved it.
I've seen the actual Bouncing Souls and I didn't like that, so I can't imagine I would have liked you.
Apparently, I had too much energy.
Someone said I had...
You were an improvement from the Bouncing Souls.
That
I like the Bouncing Souls.
I love the Bouncing Souls, but the lead singer
is
the worst.
I'm not necessarily opposed to their band, but if your name is called the Bouncing Souls, do more
try
than
to bounce a little?
No, that's even too much. He doesn't even close his eyes. He just hops. And he does...
The Hopping Souls.
And he's always wasted. Which is good.
Okay, tell me about Real World Beetlejuice.
Jump.
Real World Beetlejuice.
So me and Rob were like, let's say Beetlejuice three times.
Guess what Jesus. Happened.
Beetlejuice can't. Beetlejuice can't. No.
Why
Rob can tell the story
because
I am
like
so
Dr.
bad.
Steve Rule.
Because you told me to tell a story.
This happened.
Because you told me to tell a story.
Right,
and I completely forgot the story. Because I'm on the spot.
Welcome to On the Spot with Joey G. I ask the hard questions like, please tell me the story you tried to tell me earlier.
Tell me the story you brought up.
Yeah, Rob, can you please help Ryan and tell me the story of Real World Beetlejuice?
It's not worth it.
Well, you have
we
to
were
pay
in
this
a store. We were in the store and we were talking about someone in particular and we were telling a funny story and it started with one person talking about him and then I joined in the conversation, then Ryan showed up, and we were all talking about him. All three of us were talking about him, and then he showed up. So
you're right,
good that I told you.
You know what? I apologize, Ryan.
No,
now I'm getting blamed for it.
No, it's not your fault. It's Ryan's fault.
He didn't tell the whole story. But then Rob went up to me and was like, he's like Beetlejuice.
I didn't say it like fucking Dame Edna. I said it like me
Frosted
to you.
Cheerios. Remember, she should be in the ads for Frosted Cheerios. Dame Edna.
With Millie Vanilli?
No, Dame Edna by herself.
I don't remember that.
It was only like 15 years
You should
years
be
ago.
Talking about Alex Mack. I remember that.
The Secret Diary of. She got other stuff really... on her, and then she could turn into goop. That's basically what
she
that
should
show
turn
was.
Into Doop?
I would never
do
it. It was Larissa Olenek who played Alex Mack. And she was also
she explains
in,
it all.
She was... No, that was Clarissa.
Damn it!
She was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Are you excited for Alex Mack 7, The Goop Awakens?
She was...
The sister?
She was the one who was not
yes.
Julia Stiles.
Who's
Julia Stiles?
In with
she was
Angie
in the
Grouty.
Dancing movie.
Save the Last Dance.
I saw that in theaters.
That is something
fantastic.
A grandmother said. She was in the dancing movie.
What's,
yeah, but
what's
the
Nackies
are
movie?
Talking about an American in Paris, not Save the Last Dance.
What was
oh,
the...
I don't know. I'm going crazy, crazy, crazy.
Is that what song was from that movie?
You,
like
baby.
Casey and JoJo?
Yeah,
the
Casey
song that for the last month we've been like kind of bringing it up every now and then?
Yes. Okay. I was like,
I knew it was one of the doors.
I was like, is she leaving? That would be weird.
I mean, Casey and JoJo is a little dry, but...
Going into the basement.
Casey and JoJo is
here,
the...
Okay. Okay, you guys.
My
Casey
life.
And JoJo, this is Truth Bomb for JoJo.
Someone like you.
But that song came out, like, right... Can I tell the fucking story? This is like a touching tender moment. That song came out, like, right around the time I started dating my wife. And so that was on, like, most mixed CDs I would make her for a while.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Oh. So, Joey,
other
when...
Other good songs that were on there, Rob? Miss You in a Heartbeat by Def Leppard.
Ooh.
Angel by Aerosmith.
Ooh.
She married
Whoa.
Me.
Joey, when did your last name change to Smooth?
And,
You're named after a Santana song?
What's that on the... I hope that was on
it.
This should be on every album.
Weirdly enough, I think other songs that were on it were... It was like Hotel California, I think. Was
what?
On there.
But,
well, think about it. You can leave...
I've only got so many CDs right now.
Yeah, basically, it was... The key line of that was she could check out anytime she wanted, but she could never leave.
That explains the...
Speaking of songs that don't make
child?
Any sense,
yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about what my high school grade 12 graduating class's graduation song was?
Was it Changes by Tupac? That was one of ours.
No. Okay, ours was funny because so what happened was I put out a song that I liked the song and thought the idea of a grad song was stupid. So to spoil everyone's fun, I was like, I'm going to nominate a song that I just like. And what happened was... No, it wasn't. No. That would have been funny. No, it's just dumb. Our grad song Because two other songs, like, they split the vote because the two all the popular kids voted for these two songs. So all the weirdos like me who thought
that songs were
there, natered it in there. And so in 2004, the class of 2004's graduation song was Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
There's so much wrong with that, because why do you like that song, Joey?
It's, I mean, awesome,
it's
first
so
of all.
Awful.
What was the other song? Was it that Vitamin C song?
And the Green Day tune?
Yeah, it was probably the Green Day tune. Yeah.
See, we had the Green Day song, the Vitamin C song, Changes by Tupac, and the Imperial March from Star Wars.
I'm just surprised that we didn't, like, because my backup money was going to be Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, way better.
But at least that seems like it could be a graduation song. But Sultans of Swing is just like kick-ass guitar solo.
It might as well have been Money for Nothing.
And so seriously, it won, and people were so mad at me, and I was like, "Well, why'd you vote for it?" And like, we didn't. I'm like, "Well, somebody did.
Somebody."
And
must
so
be.
Like, and I just remember being at grad, and that song coming like, on.
See
and I
you
just,
next
like,
year, I
guess. And I was like, "This."
But I mean, in fairness, the people that were mad, that was the pinnacle of their life. Was like, I graduated.
Yeah, no, I think one
school.
Of them actually works at In Cahoots now in Okotoks.
That's awesome. He's making bank.
It's a girl, of course.
She's making bang.
Do they even hire dudes at In Cahoots?
To
isn't it just like
stand
the cowboy
the door.
Bar?
They stand,
at,
stand
the
door at the
door
and they stand at the door and probably sell coke. It's over
like,
there. I saw a guy just. I was okay, so I was eating my lunch today, and I'm sitting in my truck. I'm sitting in the truck. Never mind.
This happens a lot on this podcast for none of us can play. No, you saw a guy.
Okay. So, I'm sitting in my truck eating lunch. And I can't. Okay, so I was sitting.
Oh, I can't hear my eyes.
So, this story's not going to live up.
Well, it can't be worse than Beetlejuice. So.
I mean, I was sitting in my truck eating lunch, chicken strips, but I was like, for some reason,
chicken strips.
For some reason,
this was in a diary entry. Dear diary, nuggets, chicken strips. Chicken strips. Then he draws on a stick man throwing up the horns. Like, yeah, chicken strips.
Sea bottom for different.
Yeah, sea diagram A. Just him. Holding chicken strips, doing this, and it's like lightning, and an explosion behind him, and it's all just metal. And you were in a van with like a naked lady painted on the side, and you were on a mountaintop watching eagles fly. No, okay, you were eating your chicken strips and you saw a guy.
I was in the parking lot of a farmer's market.
Wait, what is your life? I don't
know. It was kind of quiet there. And I was looking for some quiet because it was either eating my truck by the Costco where it's people.
They're not in
or,
your truck with you.
Well, yeah, but it gets warm in the
Wait,
truck
where
and
is
I don't try not to waste gas.
Your Costco?
Up the hill
on Heritage. Oh, we're on Blackfoot. Right. Okay.
Anyway, so I was sitting there and like there was like four spots either way from or either side for me where like nobody was parked. And then this guy pulls up in like this big black truck beside me. And was like, really, like staring at me, kind of aggressively.
I want some of them chicken strips.
Yeah, probably. I mean, who doesn't? But he was kind of staring at me aggressively.
Yo, you dig this farmer?
And then,
I come here all the time.
The moral of the story. And then he just did a lot of cocaine, and then went to the farmer's market.
I kind of
had
a feeling that might be the
punchline
of this story.
It was really weird, because he was staring at me a lot.
Hey, speaking of chicken strips, snark! I did not have you
snark. I like the idea of him pulled up next to you, doing a line, and then looking at you, making sure that you saw it, and it's like, I'm doing it all.
He just goes, hey, let me have one of them chicken strips, and he puts it on the chicken strip, snorts the coke, and then down the chicken strip, is like, yeah, we call that a double whammy!
We got that coke off a stripper.
Don't you want to go to the farmer's market?
I want to get some gardenias and some blow.
It was so weird though.
And some fresh produce.
He was just like, he was.
Scary. I'm gonna find some Beanie Babies.
Not the flea market, not the farmer's market. You fucked it up.
Anyways, that was my story.
That's a great start.
He did. It was a lot of cocaine. Like, I'm not very experienced
in
drugs.
Did it occur to you that maybe you should take his license plate and report him for impaired driving?
That's the thing, though. He wasn't driving. He went into the farmer's market.
He went into the farmer's market. He's just like, if I'm going to get through this fucking farmer's market, I have got it. I'm not going to do it straight. I'm going to get some fucking blow.
He was definitely walking to the farmer's market, mumbling shit like organic bullshit.
Look, man, if I'm going to have to go in there and haggle for organic produce with that bitch Joan, I'm going to need to do something extra.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm skipping the fucking line at that pie place.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. If I'm going to climb into that farmer's market, I'm not going to do it straight, brother. I'm going to take my vitamins. I'm going to say my prayer. I'm going to eat these chicken strips.
I think that
what you going to do, Ryan? When the...
There was two options. Either, like, A, he goes into the farmer's market, like, super high, and then just, like, forgets he has a vehicle and just runs home. Or B...
I go to my car, but I can get there faster because I have so much energy.
Or B... He dies from a massive heart attack. Either way, he's not driving impaired, so...
Or we're C, good. He leaves the farmer's market, gets into his vehicle, drives his car and runs over
you
children
know what?
In a crosswalk.
I probably should have, because then, like, a minute later, like, this
Wait
really...
Wait a minute,
this
even
really
if he
adorable.
Wasn't driving, he was still high on fucking blow.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to do about illegal. That? They're going to be like, no...
Possession of blow in your nose.
They'd be like, get the nose back.
Wait a minute, you're telling me that the worst the cops can do when you're caught with blow is you're a rascal.
I mean, that's pretty much, yeah.
Really?
That's what they'll do. They won't.
Yeah.
They won't throw them in the clink,
the cops
Joey.
They're way too busy pulling over people who are 65 in the 60 zone.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, there are coked out men running around farmers markets terrorizing produce salesmen.
He didn't, like, it was weird.
He
did a lot of cocaine. And like I said, I don't know a lot about drugs.
Like a
but I'm assuming
amount of cocaine? Because that's a lot.
Not quite as...
Yeah, he's like, come here, cockroaches.
Yeah. He opens his
it was
actually, compartment and it just comes down
like an
avalanche.
In the back of his truck, there was this tarp. And then he just like unrolled it and he was like... But that wasn't true. But it was like a lot of... Like, he did
Why
like four lines of coke.
In that story?
And
four lines?
Yeah. Is that a lot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean...
It seemed like a lot for the farmer's market.
Yeah, any amount of coke is
I
too
like
much.
I like that this guy was like,
farmer's market.
Well, I want my life to be more like Wolf of Wall Street. So he's the wolf of the Calgary farmer's market. He's just running around snorting cocaine off a pumpkin.
And it's not the first time I've seen people like... Well, actually, I've seen people driving and doing coke too, which is weird.
Off like the visor and bring it down.
No, it was like this one time there was these two guys and it was in like the industrial area and they were just like they had a little mirror and they were passing it back and forth.
Maybe they were shaving. They were trimming their nose hairs.
They were not.
No,
they were.
I've never shaved my nose hair. Nicole actually pointed out that I have too much nose hair yesterday, and I felt betrayed. She's like, "How dare you?
Betrayed?
How dare you?" For 14 years we've been together.
I made you a mixtape with Aerosmith on it.
Aerosmith! I don't care what you say, I like Aerosmith.
Oh. Well, I'm happy you like Aerosmith.
You're my angel! Come and save me tonight! You're my angel! You should let me keep going until I'm done. I'll do another song. I'll do all of Honkin' on Bobo if you want. Which is crazy.
Is that a thing?
Bobo.
They have an album
that's
all
that
blues covers. They have an album blues covers called Honkin' on Bobo.
That sounds
it's awesome.
Awful.
I bet you it sounds like a bunch of great blues tunes played
by Aerosmith.
Like shit.
Joe Perry's a guitar player.
Steve
He's
Perry.
No Rick
Steve
Perry.
Perry is in Journey, so you're a fucking idiot.
But I
Steve Tyler, who is Liv Tyler's dad.
Oh, that's
she
gross.
Was in One Night at McCool's. Remember that movie? John Goodman's in One Night at McCool's.
I think I've seen that movie.
I had it on VHS.
What
but for some reason, when you said One Night at McCool's, all I thought was Gross Point Blank, which is the best.
Not the same movie at all.
Not as good.
Yeah, One Night at McCool's is not as good as
Nothing
Gross Point Blank.
Really is. I'm going to watch Gross Point
Blank. I don't even know why I had it on VHS. Probably because John Goodman was in it and I thought Liv Tyler was pretty and I was 13 and didn't have the high-speed internet. So just like a movie with an attractive actress was... Like, good. You know, I was just like, yeah, I'll watch that.
Like,
I'll watch the crap out
like
of that.
Like, Gross Point Blank. John
Mini
Cusack.
Driver.
Yeah, Mini Driver.
She's also in Good Will Hunting.
Is she? I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
Not
she
a big fan.
Chalk.
I'm not a big fan of Hunting.
Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. I can't do Boston, so I'll do Brooklyn instead.
There you go. There's another movie I've never seen.
You stupid fuck. Boom. Well, I got a number. How you like them apples? Fuck you.
I've never seen that movie.
They should remake Good Will Hunting, but with me playing a stereotypical Brooklyn guy. And then halfway through, I turn into Bill Cosby.
And then that bit where you hit the window, just hit it once and then flex. And then fuck off.
Should I watch that movie?
Probably not.
What? One Night at Cool's?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Good.
I've never seen that. It's great. Robin Williams filmed it before he died.
Along with all of his other
movies. He did all his other movies before he died, too.
I don't think he did any of his movies after he died.
Oh, he's a magical guy.
Do you think... Okay, we're going to get dark here for a second. Do you think that the executive who canceled that show he did with Sarah Michelle Gellar felt really guilty?
Gelder? Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sorry, who?
What was the name of that show?
She was from Middle Earth.
What was the name of the Gelder show? Of Bob Geldof and... What was the name of their show?
Crazy something.
Something. You know that
Crazy
one?
Ones?
Yes.
Do you think he felt bad?
Was it canceled?
Was I? Yeah. I hope so, because it's going to suck now.
Or, I mean, yeah, now they're not going to make any more.
I don't know. They kept doing 8 Simple Rules after John Ritter died.
Yeah, but John Ritter was dying.
You know what they did? They're just like, John Ritter's gone. What can we do to bring people back? I know David Spade.
Oh my god!
So they brought David Spade onto the show because I don't know about you guys, but when I think the only thing that could possibly soothe the pain of the loss of John Ritter, it's fucking Dickie Roberts, former child star.
I hate that guy so much.
I actually don't mind David Spade because I haven't watched it since. But when I was in high school, I loved Joe Dirt. Like, I loved that movie.
Right?
I'm afraid to watch it again.
I just like Kid Rock when he goes, "Dear Tay."
No, wait a second. Kid Rock says a really funny line in that movie. When he comes
up
to
Kid Rock's the best.
And Joe Dirt goes, "You guys want to play bumper pool?" And Kid Rock goes, "No." And the way he says... Also, Dennis Miller is in that movie.
Yeah, which sucks too.
I know. It's like a bunch of people I don't like, but the movie is cute.
No, the girl who plays the transvestite in It's Always Sunny's in it too.
Oh, yeah.
She's like
really
the main
funny
girl.
Oh, her. Yeah, and Jenny Presley's in it from My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
She's the one who he thinks might be his sister. That's actually a funny gag. I like that movie. I want to watch Joe Dirt.
We should watch Joe Dirt together.
And the soundtrack. You're the only person I'd watch it with. These guys would just shit on me while we're watching it. But you'd be like, yeah. We're high-fiving. Sweet Home Alabama comes on. We're dancing.
We'll paint our own like Oscar statues. And
yes.
Give it to them.
No, we'll take turns dressing up as Joe Dirt and giving it to each other. I want to thank y'all for this award.
They're making a sequel.
Did Joe Dirt?
Yeah,
tell me this is true.
Like a week ago.
Promise me you're not lying. Oh my god, it's Merry Christmas, Joe.
You got the Google machine. Machine it Google.
Remember that also has that part where he finds when he thinks it's a meteor? That he's gonna like a space rock and he's gonna take it turns out that it's actually just
I tried to Google
a giant oh, he just says he wants to come back as Joe Dirt.
Oh, I thought that
apparently, he finds this meteor and he tries to sell, but it turns out it's actually just a frozen chunk of shit that came out of an airplane.
Yeah.
And it's just like. And he's like, it's a frozen chunk of poopy. See the peanut? And then Joe Dirt goes, "Nah, that's a space peanut."
Who's the guy that's like, "That's a big hunk of space pooper"?
And that's
who's
the guy
that guy?
I thought it was just some guy.
It feels like it's somebody who. Like,
also, Christopher Walken is in that movie. People forget that. Oh, and also, you know who plays Little Joe Dirt?
People forget about that movie.
Hey, Dad, look. None of that pussy school. It's the kid who plays Dewey.
He was
in
the middle
of
I knew that.
I don't think he's really picky.
He's not a big no man.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't think it was like it was Robert De Niro in like a strange.
He's got the Christopher Walken seal of approval.
Hey, Christopher Walken was in a movie with Joe
Dirt.
That was not a good Walken. I apologize. Also, Brian Thompson is in this movie.
I don't know who that is.
He plays
Shut
Buffalo
up.
Bob, who is the parody of Buffalo Bill. He was in Terminator and Cobra. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Was he the Anaconda in Anaconda?
I love that movie.
My Anaconda don't.
Who did
also,
play
you know
that?
Was
wasn't
in?
It Ice Cube who was the Anaconda?
Kevin Farley. Kevin Farley was in it too.
Chris Farley's brother?
Yeah, who looks a little
He was in that story. Show. What was that show that was on like Much Music and it was like, we're a parody of boy bands and then Chris Farley's brother's in it.
Strangely enough, I know.
And Together. And Together.
Okay, you know what's really weird?
It was really, really good.
I'm looking at the list of this movie.
S Club 7.
All the uncredited people. Hey, no, there's actually more famous people who are uncredited in this movie. Like Rosanna Arquette, Jodan Baker, Carson Daly. Like
Jodan Baker?
Yeah, Jodan Baker plays... Yeah, he plays Jojo's dad.
You a little shocked I knew that?
What's that? The Walking Tall? No. Jojo Baker's a fucking national treasure.
I didn't know anything.
He was in two James Bond movies. Nicolas Cage thing. Once as a villain and once as a good guy.
Oh, what a guy.
And you know what's Cage?
This is what a man. What a
world. Actually, I think he was in three. Because he was in GoldenEye and Tomorrow Never Dies, but he was also the bad guy in The Living Daylights. But then he's a good guy in GoldenEye and Tomorrow Never Dies. He's like a CIA guy. He's like, goes, yo, Marines! And all the Marines come up out of the grass at the end of GoldenEye when he's kissing the girl. Remember GoldenEye?
I remember
Sean
the video.
Sean Bean. 006, Alex Trevelyan.
Isn't Angelina Jolie in that?
No.
Who's the girl in it?
No.
Well, you're thinking of Famke Janssen, who plays
Angelina. There we go. Top. What's her go. Name?
Famke Janssen.
What a sweet name. Famke?
You know her.
Famke, Famke.
She's been in a bunch of movies.
She's Jean Grey.
She's Jean Grey in the X-Men movies. She was also in, what was that movie?
She's in that Netflix
Eddie Murphy
thing.
And Robert De Niro.
Oh, no. She was in that movie
Showtime?
With...
Showtime? No.
She's in the movie with Eddie Murphy
Eddie
and
Murphy.
Owen Wilson.
Right.
Spy.
Hard.
No.
It's the one that...
I Spy.
Yeah.
You like that movie?
I like that movie. Oh, and it's a remake of a TV series starring none other than... Mr. Bill Cosby and Robert Culp was my co-star.
I like that movie. I Spy that.
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
My brother has it on DVD.
Of course he does.
Yeah, yep.
I've met your brother once, and that does not surprise me in the least.
He might have Joe Dirt.
I think I have Joe Dirt. It's probably on Netflix. It's also the internet. We could get a copy of Joe Dirt if we really need
to. How?
It's like, damn it! We can't get find a copy of Joe Dirt anywhere!
You could probably call David Spade direct.
He would
say,
drive over,
can
oh,
I? Yes, oh my god, please.
Alright, I have another confession to make. I like Grown Ups.
I don't.
That movie it has no conflict. It is literally like the guys in the movie were like, you guys want to go to a cabin? Yeah. Should we find him to make a movie so he'll pay for it?
And then the sequel was like, do you guys not want to bring Rob Schneider with us? Yeah.
But they still brought tell Kevin, Rob.
They still brought Kevin James.
Why do you hate
Kevin
James so
much?
You know what?
Kevin James ever made
Kevin
you laugh?
Kevin James is fun for the whole family. Yes, he has.
You
Kevin
know what?
James is
he was
the dire straits of
I
comedy.
Dire Straits. He was in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
That's
not a great
so
movie.
Bad.
It's really not good.
I
remember
like
liking it,
but I wanted to see that one. Like, Here Comes the Boom.
Oh,
you
want
the MMA fighter?
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of looked funny.
I thought it looked kind of good. And, like, Kevin James got jacked for that shit. Like Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, but not that jacked.
No, but wow. But okay, here's the thing, though. It seems more surprising. Like, Kevin James getting a tiny bit jacked seems crazier than Chris Pratt getting very jacked.
True. Because he was...
Kevin James...
Chris Pratt was pretty jacked in Moneyball.
Kevin James is like... This is like the next generation of Drew Carey.
Not as good. And he doesn't
Drew
look
Carey
like my brother.
Drew Carey was famous for like... Wearing
looking
glasses
like
and going like this. That was all Drew Carey ever did. Like, watch every episode of Who Signs It? Oh, yeah, it'll cut to Drew and he's going like this. And then he's like, and the winner gets to do something special with me. And they're all like, fuck, I don't want to win. Drew loves improv more than anyone, and he fucking sucks at it. Also, it's really funny to listen to Matt Besser talk about Who's Line Is It Anyway, because he fucking hates it.
Really?
Well, he hates, like, shitty short-form improv, and he's, like, professional long-form improv guy. And he's like, people fucking think that's improv, and it's fucking garbage. And they don't understand. So it's kind of like, if you dedicate your life to doing something and somebody gets really famous for doing a shitty version of it, it's like, that's not even fucking improv!
But anyway, it's funny because
he just gets mad.
I felt that way about Nicki Minaj.
What?
I spent my whole life working on my butt.
Okay, I see.
My anaconda do what?
Do. My anaconda do. You're gonna kind of do what? Want some.
Someone make a vine.
Especially if you've got some.
Anaconda in a VHS player. Pressing play and going,
Anaconda, do.
Are you talking about the movie Anaconda?
No,
John Voight Snake. John Voight and Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, and Ice Cube, I think.
You know,
my Anaconda, do.
Why does it have to be a VHS? Why can't it be a DVD?
Because I don't think they made it in DVD.
I'm pretty sure
I don't think
they
it exists.
Definitely
I know.
It. I've watched it on DVD.
No, I own the Blu-ray.
Nope.
I own the HD DVD.
All right, now you just get
silly. I have a beta.
Mike Gate, this isn't from Anaconda, but there's a scene in a movie called Hard Time to Hawaii, I think, which was this this guy used to, I forget the guy's name right now, but he made these like really cheesy like Z movies. And they were all just like
Tim Burton.
Big explosions, bad special effects, giant boobs and scantily clad women with guns. And they were just like dog shit. But they like they made like a Steven Seagal movie look like Goodfellas in that he plays all Italians. But no, there's this scene where, like, this giant snake attacks this girl out of a toilet, I think, and then the hero comes in and shoots the snake with a bazooka. I gotta find the clip, because...
You do.
It's the greatest thing you will ever see in your life. I think it's called Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Hard Ticket to Paradise.
Yeah, you thought of that song, too?
I actually have every single... one of this guy's films on my computer.
Have you seen that commercial where the dude from that band...
Okay, when this isn't going to be great for a podcast, but everyone come around here and watch this.
I got two tickets to paradise.
I like that song. Come over here and watch Hard Ticket to Hawaii, Rocket Toilet Snake. Ryan, you of all people are going to love this.
I was so confused by that.
Rocket Toilet
Snake. Here we go. So then she's in the bathroom. She's cut her hand. Things are bad. Well, because there was a fight or something. I don't know.
Oh,
she's leaning her head on the porcelain.
What's her name?
Life is hard. Blonde. I don't know. Who cares?
She's in Blondie? Who's talking?
Her name... I mean, she's basically like gratuitous Hard Nips McGee in this movie. Because these movies are very sexist. But these are movies that like exist for people like Ryan's and my dad to watch.
When Navy SEALs, their DVD is scratched and they can't.
I like this movie because men can be men. So she's opened up the toilet lid, I guess, so she can put her sweaty napkin in it.
Maybe she just need to poop.
Oh gosh, things are so sketched out. I'm just like, man, this has been a crazy day. I'm gonna flush the toilet now.
This brings me comfort.
Oh my god, smoke! Snake exploding out of the toilet. So now she's run out of the room. If that was it, it would still be the greatest scene of all time in film.
Rocket Toilet Snake is my favorite band.
This movie also could have been called Underboob the Movie. Like,
well, that guy's dead. He's lying on the ground.
She's like, who are you? Where am I? Her action sequence of rolling across the bed was amazing. Here comes the snake.
Oh, he ripped out the knife.
I think it was a screwdriver. So the snake just attacked his own reflection. As they do.
In the porcelain of the toilet bowl?
No, it was the mirror.
Oh.
So now bloody knife guy is standing up to fight the snake.
Is that what he's credited as?
I don't remember. Knife guy. I watched this movie at like 4 in the morning one time.
Good.
He has another thing in his... Now the snake is on like a see-through countertop.
This is good.
Yeah, this is Academy Award shit. The snake just bit the guy's face. Now I'm...
Snake face.
The reaction? Snake just made like a laugh.
That was the pissiest snake face.
The snake was just like,
fuck you too, asshole.
So now he's dying because, again,
because
snake, but yeah, everything in this movie.
Yeah.
You think that was big?
He went Halle Berry in Gotham with that one.
Halle Berry. He sold it the way that The Rock
you guys,
would sell
a Stone
Cold Stunner. I did a wrestling joke.
So the snake is coming into the room. She's slowly crawling across the bed to grab the Derringer pistol, which she aims.
Really
she shoots the snake's teeth out.
Good aim.
Motorcycle smashes. Motorcycle smashes through the wall with our hero, who rolls off with a rocket launcher. Damn.
He's already all greased up too. That was really
takes
sweaty.
Careful aim and then shoots and blows up the snake.
And it made the whole building shake.
Wait, I think he says something at the end.
Where the hell did that snake come from?
Right.
Took a leave. Up to the toilet.
So you thought it was safe to take a pee?
So this guy's my hero, not only because just when you thought, is this guy taking this seriously, when the motorcycle smashes through the wall?
I don't think I'm ever gonna pee again.
Just when you thought it was safe to take a pee.
So anyway, I'm glad I could share that moment with you guys. I think we've gone on long enough.
Yeah, let's go watch Joe Dirt.
Me and Ryan have to go watch Joe Dirt. So,
I gotta go watch King of Queens.
Ryan's gonna go watch King of Queens. Justin, what are you gonna watch when you get home?
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna go to bed.
Rocket Toilet Snake, the movie?
Anything on the TV box there?
No, I have school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I got work. I got a job. So until next week, for the weekly comics... Not comics. Fuck, I screwed it up. I'm going to smash this bottle and cut my wrist.
What happened?
What is happening? Until next week.
Underreaction.
The Geek Stampede weekly roundup. Did we round anything up?
Yeah, because Pete Wentz is still on the island in the future now time. 5 years from then.
And Fallout Boy.
What's Tim's bar called?
The Red Robins. It's called the Red Robins.
It's not a cheap bar. It's like a lounge. It's a lounge. Still
doesn't know his lounge.
It's a lounge.
What's his bar called? Denny's.
Fuck off.
Where?
Did you know that Denny's in Okotoks has like a separate bar?
Did you ask if we realized that? I
was sitting last night reading some Wittgenstein when suddenly I came to a realization that Denny's in Okotoks has a separate bar.
Did you know that though?
No! Right? I didn't!
I've lived there my entire life and I didn't know that.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't know it wasn't Denny's in Okotoks.
It's okay.
Isn't it where the Smitty's used to be?
Yeah. It's okay.
I went to that Smitty's in the morning of my grade 12 social diploma.
What the fuck?
Our social teacher brought all of us. We all planned to meet at the Smitty's and have breakfast.
Was it the teacher I'm assuming it was?
Sinclair.
Yeah.
All right.
He also took everybody to see his lawn.
His house? Yeah, his lawn.
Because his lawn is
he
nice.
Would take a field trip and walk to his house to look at his grass because he was proud of his lawn. Walter, we also took a field trip out to the parking lot to see one of the kids in our class's new car. Is there a field trip? And so we took us all to the parking lot to look at this kid's car.
I hope it was like a really shitty car.
It was like a piece of shit. We're all just standing nodding, and he's just like looking. He's like, "Let's look under the hood, boys." We all looked at it like some guys pretending they knew what things were under there.
I just remember when I was in grade 11 or I think 12, and he grew a goatee, and he looked so much like Lenin.
Well, like Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov or like John Lennon?
No, like the first one. I can't speak Russian.
V.I. Lenin! Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov!
But yeah, he looked so much. So then he took a picture doing the same pose as like this Lenin portrait and then put them up on the wall side by side. It was funny.
He's a cool guy. All right, until next week, I'm Joey G.
I'm Justin.
I'm Robbie G.
Ah!
Say your name, dickhead.
Ryan.
Ryan.
I'm Heidi.
And we need a catchphrase.
Fuck off!
No, what was that?
We got a catchphrase. We need to say every week. What was it? Okay, everyone, hang on. We got to check. We got to do some research. I have the file on my computer. We came up with a catchphrase every single week, and I can't remember what it was. It was genius.
And I believe it was like end record. We're not going to remember
like
that.
Catchphrase or something like that.
Maybe it was me just shouting catchphrase.
I used catchphrase. Ryan's like,
ooh. I hope that's what it is. I actually hope it's not that, because that's going to be anticlimactic, but... All right, come on, open it up.
I think there's a...
I do play drums.
No,
this is getting meta.
Catchphrase, signing off.
Yeah, it's me yelling catchphrase and then say signing off. Okay, here we go.
Wait.
And then what? Ryan says something that
the... Oh, we really have to play again.
You sing?
There's on.
This is the Geek Stampede Geek
Until next week, I'm Joey G.
I'm Ryan.
Catchphrase!
Oh, did I jump in early?
You did. We'll do it again. Until next week, I'm Joey G.
And I'm Ryan.
Catchphrase! Signing off.
Wait, you jumped in too early to just like me. You couldn't get the timing right.
All you have to do is say, okay. Alright, so you go. So,
No.
Don't fuck this up, though.
Okay.
You do it after we've all said it, and then I say catchphrase, signing off, and then you say. Your line. Your famous
your
line.
Your line.
Your famous line. Ready? Until next week, I'm Joey G.
Where's the beef?
Well, I don't know.
No. No ad-libbing. Until next week, I'm Joey G.
J-H.
Oh, fuck. Screw it up again. Okay, until next week, I'm Joey G. We're going to go the other way. I'm Joey G.
Heidi.
Ryan.
Robbie G.
Justin.
Sketch Ryan. Fuck it up. Last time, we got this.
All right.
Until next week, I'm Joey G.
Heidi.
Ryan.
Robbie G.
Justin.
Catchphrase. Sign off. Oh, you asshole.
How is this
Come
a thing
on,
no, that you
that
can't do?
That wasn't the phrase. That was excitement
after
for
I
the
saw,
phrase.
Oh, you were just like going up to it? All right, last time.
For the phrase. That's not a phrase.
It's like... prizes on the Wheel of Fortune.
Just when you thought it was safe to take a pee.
Okay, until next week, I'm Joey G.
Heidi.
Ryan.
Justin Higgs.
Robbie G.
Catchphrase, signing off. Alright, we got it.
I really hope I didn't wake up your
child. Oh, good.